Reader Syndicate, where we explore the history of a clandestine scene through the eyes of the folks who live here. I'm Matthew, owner of Riot Seeds. I'll occasionally be joined by my co-host Not-So-Dog, breeder and grower from Mendocino. Welcome to the Underground.
We could talk about haze, sure.
Okay, let me flip this around. So it's not going to be my face, it's going to be the haze poster, and I'll try to get it so it's nice and bright and illuminated and clear. So let's see if that works. Let's see. Got to aim this little light thing down more. There we go. All right. So here we start. The original haze poster. Now this is my pride and joy. I'm willing it to Not-So. This was the Cosmic, also referred to as the Cosmic Boogie poster from 1976. RL and C or K, supposedly, and the Hayes brothers are all revolve around this. So talk about some haze. Oh, no, not hanging out. There you are. Yeah. Let's talk some haze.
Talk some haze. I mean, where do you want to start with it?
Let's start with what do you think? Haze C? Haze A? Do you want to start with haze males? Do you want to start with the original breeding of haze?
So, like, probably, like, the most realistic starting point is the mid-80s, right?
Yep.
That's probably – so, you know, there's all this stuff about haze, and obviously haze existed in California in the 70s, possibly late 60s, and there's not a lot of excellent sourcing on that aspect of haze. There's a few people that that know a bit, and they don't really agree necessarily. So kind of what happened is it seems like it was a, you know, if you believe Sam Skunkman, it was a Colombian by Colombian cross. And it seems like, because people didn't understand breeding very well back then, the first initial crosses and hybrids they made over the years were the best. And you, if you look at his poster right there, you could see silver haze on one side. You could see magenta gold on another. You could see different things. These are all named phenos that would pop up out of their seed line, right? But if you think back to the early 70s, people's idea of breeding was pretty rudimentary. And so, you know, it went through some processes. People didn't really know what they were doing. And it's kind of like a mystery exactly who, the what, the why, and where in the 70s. And then the story picks up when Sam Skunkman got himself into some trouble in America a couple of times, and it appears that he took a bunch of seeds of skunk and haze, and then he gathered up a bunch of other breeders' work, like Mel Frank and some other people's stuff, and he went to Amsterdam. And when he went to Amsterdam, he ended up hooking up with a number of folks. One of them was Neville, and this is where the story diverges. So if you believe Neville's side of the story, Neville bought a bunch of very old seed, from Sam. It was dated from the late 60s to the early 70s. He barely got any of them to pop. If you believe Sam's side of the story, he sold Neville the exact same seed that he sold everybody else. It was reproductions that he made in Amsterdam after he landed there. And he claims that Neville never got anything special. There's a lot more to it than that. The Neville story has never really changed. The Sam story has certainly changed from the various forums like Overgrow and Cannabis World to... what's the one that came after that?
After what?
After Cannabis World and Overgrow. Various forums, Sam is on them. And I don't think his story has stayed consistent over time. He's claimed to have given Neville only clones. He's claimed to have given him old seed, new seed, this, that, whatever. But regardless of all that, Neville claims he tried to sprout a bunch. Most of them failed. ICMAG, there you go. ICMAG. And so, after Neville tried to pop a bunch of them and almost none of them came up, and he got a girl that he thought was a piece of shit, and he grew it and he didn't realize it was any good until after he'd already killed it. And he ended up with two boys, which everybody knows as A and C. So that's where the story gets famous, because the vast majority of what people know as Hayes and the whole Hayes story comes from those two dads, for lack of a better term, right? So everything that Neville commercially sold, NL5 Hayes, Silver Hayes, all that type of stuff, that was all Hayes C, right? And he had Hayes A. He made a ton of crosses in 88 and 89 with Hayes A. And then one of his workers didn't keep a dad and bloomed everything on his last main seed run. And so he had a bunch of seed and he had a bunch of hybrids, but he never sold commercial stock of it, right? And so, you know, Sam sold a bunch of his Hayes seed. He used to be able to buy from the Flying Dutchman. I believe he used to be able to buy it from Positronics too. Used to be able to buy Sam's open pollination Hayes. The different thing is that nobody seems to have ever found jack shit out of Sam's Hayes lines. And the stuff that he gave Neville, that seems to be where all the quality came from. So, you know, you're talking about two dudes who don't get along, don't see eye to eye, didn't like each other, and they both had very different versions of what happened in the mid-80s in a dope deal that they had. So it becomes sort of a mission of, like, who do you choose to believe and what part of their story do you choose to believe? But what's undoubtable is that all the shit that people know about, the PIF, the Church, the Cuban Black Haze, the A5, the C5, Super Silver Haze, Mango, all those different, the Soma work, all that different stuff, it all came from hybrids that Neville made, right? That's undisputable. You know, it all came from them. And so, like a lot of things in cannabis, people involved aren't the most honest folk.
What?
And no matter what era you're in, you know, we seem to attract some shady hustling and some lying and some fibbing and some, like, polishing of your story and all that other stuff. So, King Cultivars, I tend to believe Neville's story, mostly because all this fire came out of Neville's lines, and not very much fire came out of Sam's that you can really ascertain. I mean, I think Northern Lights 5 Haze probably has more elite cuts named after it that still exist that are 25 to 30 years old than any other line that's ever been made by anybody.
Yeah, it's the goat. It's the fucking goat.
It really is, you know? I mean, they're both on the Atlantic, you know, on the USA side and on the European side. It seems like from 88 to 95, people found White Hot Fire in that line. It's probably the most successful cannabis hybrid of all time. Whether he got lucky, whether he, you know, I mean, all that, you can, you know, but that F1 was, it's got rare power, and people to this day, honestly, the reason why on the West Coast people don't like haze is because the haze they know is Jack or Super Silver Haze or some of the poly hybrids. All of the best F1s have been hoarded forever. Yeah. They were hoarded in Europe. In America, the Cubans and the Dominicans hoarded the shit out of their cuts and didn't allow it to get spread out. And so it's kind of amazing, actually, for as long as it's been out, most of the other elites have leaked and snuck out and a lot of people have gotten a hold of them, and you really haven't been able to about the other stuff. You know, I mean, when you really think about it, right? Like the A5 and the C5 are in America right now. People have them. Those things were found in 88 and 89. And I don't think they came to America until a couple of years ago. Right? I mean, they were literally on lockdown for something like 30 years. You could go to Amsterdam. I used to, you know, I used to be able to smoke them when I went to Amsterdam. They were a staple in Amsterdam coffee shops. They're a staple of cannabis breeding. But it's the thing is, to be perfectly honest, most of the people that think they know haze don't, because they never got to smoke the real deal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just really the truth. How does Mr. Nice fit into the haze story? That's a little bit longer convo, but the basic story is, it's kind of a long story. The super short version is that Neville got busted during Operation Green Merchant and ended up in fucking jail. And Ben and Alan Dronkers had money and were willing to buy him out. But they weren't willing to buy him out unless he sold them his fucking company. So in order to get his freedom and to get out of the situation he's in, he had to sell Seed Bank to Scentsy Seeds. And he ended up being Scentsy Seeds' main breeder. That ended up being that Scentsy ended up owning most of his genetics. They trademarked a bunch of his famous names like Super Skunk and other stuff. And after 4 or 5 years, he wasn't really getting along with Ben and Alan Dronkers. And so he left Scentsy Seeds, and him and Shanti started working together. And they bred together for a few years. And that combination breeding led to the Super Silver Haze, the Mango Haze, and the Neville's Haze. It didn't allow Arjun to get any of the seed, any of the cuttings, moms, dads, or even grow any of the flower. They provided his coffee shops with the flowers. But when they worked at Greenhouse, Shanti and Neville never allowed Arjun to get a hold of any of the cuts or any of the moms or dads. They provided him with the seeds for sale at Greenhouse, and they provided him with the flower to sell at Greenhouse, right? Does everybody get that?
Hopefully everybody got that. I can hear it.
Okay. So what happened is they, after Neville left Scentsy, him and Shanti worked together on the Super Silver Haze, the Mango Haze, and the Neville's Haze project. They each had a part of Greenhouse Seeds, and they kept Arjun out of the loop by not giving him any cuts or any flower. They just basically gave him flower to sell in the coffee shop, and then they provided the seeds and the packaging to sell through the seed company. And then eventually they didn't like the deal with Arjun, and so Shanti left and took the cuts and went to Switzerland and started Mr. Nice Seeds. So that's how Mr. Nice Seeds and then Matt can confirm this, but Neville sold his Seed Bank era, 80s era seed collection to Shanti for a chunk of money when Neville was broke. And so Shanti, Shanti has, or had at some point, a bunch of Neville's breeding work, as well as a bunch of Neville's old seed.
Yes.
If that makes sense. So that's kind of how, you know, there's a lot of people that believe in Shanti. There's a bunch of people that think he's full of shit, which is pretty common for the weed industry. But he legitimately worked with Neville, and he legitimately had access to Neville's cuts, Neville's breeding parents, and a bunch of old 80s seed from Neville, for lack of a better way to put it.
Yeah. And I think he's probably the main source for a lot of Neville stuff today that's more reliable. One of the most reliable sources for Neville's work today, I would say.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, so, I mean, despite his, you know, like, but there's, the thing is about Shanti is that there's not really a way to cross reference whether he has it or not.
Yeah. No.
Take his word for it.
All of it.
Right. Because we're not in his mom room. We're not in his dad room. I would assume he's lost some things, but what? It's hard to say.
Yeah, he'd never tell you.
And, you know, and on top of that, he might not be lying. You know?
Yeah.
He might have. It's there, we don't have any evidence one way or the other. A lot of times what happens with this shit is, you know, people end up believing the grower they like.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that really is it.
And disbelieving the grower they don't. You know? So.
Yeah.
I hope people can hear me. I'm not seeing any more comments scrolling at the bottom of the page anymore. The last thing I see is all heart, no hype. Go outside, foo.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No, I'm still seeing stuff here. I can hear you.
Can everybody else hear me? Can they hear me? Are they responding that they can actually hear?
Yeah. Yeah. You're good. Right,
sweet. So, yeah, that's kind of the long, short version of Mr. Nice. He has more provenance and access to Neville stuff than almost anybody.
And he may still have Afghan tea.
He, you know, it's been, you know, when Matt was plugging the Discord server and all that, we have endless debates on what's still alive and what's dead. So, you know, it's hard to say.
Yeah, it is hard to say. You want to talk about Piff?
Piff?
Yeah. I think that's probably one of the most questions I get asked the most on here.
I mean, it seems like, so, you know, it's kind of shrouded in a little bit of mystery, but what it seems like is that there was a guy that bought, seed from Neville in 1988, NL5 Hayes, and he was on Grateful Dead tour, and he found this pheno that he gave to this dude in Florida. The original guy overdosed in 1990, sadly, apparently. And, you know, the piff was born, for lack of a better term. It's gotten a bunch of names. Some people think it smells like frankincense. That's why the church thing came out. And it sort of got hype in New York. And as a result of that, because there was a bunch of money in it, a bunch of other people bought the exact same seed line from Neville, NL5 Hayes, and wanted to find their own piff, their own church, their own Heights Hayes, their own block work. And so that's where seemingly most of the phenos come from. Almost all the good phenos of NL5 Hayes come from 88 to 95. Right?
Yeah.
That seems like it's Neville has confirmed that sometime in 94 or 95, the NL5 mother died at Sensi. And so after that, the cross was never the same.
People are asking also about Cuban Black Haze. I don't know if you want to go over that.
Cuban Black Haze is, it's most likely just another, pheno of NL5 Haze. If people want to go over it, things that are likely NL5 Haze are Piff, Heights Haze, Cuban Black Haze, the dog shit, you know, all those things are NL5 Hazes. In Europe, A5, C5, there's multiple copies of each one. C5, you know, that's Neville's notation. It meant that it was Haze C crossed to NL5 Haze. A5 means it was the A dad crossed to NL5. So there's a bunch of F1 hybrids that are famous that float around Europe. Some of them have crept over here in the last few years. I saw people talk about, you know, one of the old guys that used to work for Neville, in the 90s.
Indeed. Dog shit, dog bud. No, they're not the same thing. Very
no,
different.
Actually, dog shit is a sad thing because it got named dog shit in Oregon, but before it was in Oregon, it was from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and its name was Electric Boogaloo.
Much better name.
Which is one of the coolest names in cannabis, in my opinion. But for whatever reason, it got changed. But it is also an old, early 90s NL5 Haze pheno of some kind. Snowbud is an old Afghan from Florida. It used to be called Skunk 5 in Florida. I actually know the people that drove it from Florida to Oregon, where it got renamed Snowbud. Like a lot of things back then, if you were in Eugene, Oregon, you called it the Eugene Snowbud. Some people called it Oregon Snowbud. People called it Humboldt Snowbud. Our buddy CSI has had it for 20 plus years, probably longer. He probably got it in the late 90s, I think. He's made a lot of hybrids with it. It's an old, I don't know. I mean, it could be NL, it could be NL5 Skunk 1. It could be any, the earliest name we can find on it is Skunk 5. And it
That's
got
interesting.
And it got renamed Snow in Oregon. And it was a very frosty, low terp, old Afghan, kind of like the white, but better, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, it had low flavor, but there was some times when it tasted amazing. Every once in a while, you'd hit it out of the park and it would have really deep, amazing flavor. A lot of times, though, it was mild, where like the white, I don't think anyone's ever gotten it to taste good. It's kind of just like a, you know, it's kind of just like a mild, potent Afghan.
Yeah.
Not everything tastes good. Not everything's terpy.
Want more Breeder Syndicate? Be sure to check out our Patreon by going to Google and searching Breeder Syndicate Patreon. We have a secret Discord where we are available at most times and interact daily. There are a lot of perks to be had there, so check it out. Need seeds? Check out riotseeds.com, where you can get our seeds and our reversal spray for making your own feminized seeds.